Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features there, totally free, so enjoy those. That's FreeTalkLive.com. Before we talk about the border, let's talk about the internet and music royalties. A friend of mine shot me an instant message a few moments ago asking if we were going to talk about the Internet Day of Silence, so-called. That day is today. If you're listening via podcast, that would be Tuesday. And I guess I'll just read the press release from the organization behind this. So
okay.
Those of you that have not heard, you'll understand what is supposed to be going on. We are not doing it on our internet stream, but a lot of people are around the internet today. From SaveNetRadio.org, one or the other. Washington, D.C., the regularly scheduled programming of millions of internet radio listeners will be temporarily interrupted when tens of thousands of U.S. webcasters observe a day of national day of silence, protesting the recent 300% royalty rate increase for online music webcasters. The aim of the industry-wide day-long blackout is to raise awareness of the threat these new rates pose for the future of internet radio and rally support for legislation pending in Congress. And we should point out that we've talked about these royalty rate increases on Free Talk Live in the past. They're pretty outrageous. I don't have the numbers in front of me, and they don't give the exact numbers here. But basically, what they were looking at doing was charging internet streamers. As I recall, they were charging on like a per channel basis. So if you've got, and they really define what they meant by per channel. So for instance, Yahoo, they've got an online music streaming service
mm-hmm.
where you can basically build your own custom radio station. You can take the music that you want to listen to and drop it into a playlist, and Yahoo will stream that music to you
for $9.95 a month, right?
Yeah, something reasonable like that. And so no one else can listen to your channel. It's private just to you. That's one channel.
Yeah.
Right, that's one channel for you, the customer. And with the rates that they're talking about charging these people, there would be no way. I mean, it was something like $500 one-time fee plus, I don't have the numbers in front of me. It was not possible to charge enough money to make this a viable business.
Yeah, it made it difficult to even break even. I mean, if you want to run a radio
yes.
station, essentially you'd be paying money to do it.
Yeah, it made it very difficult, and a lot of internet radio is just a
hobby.
You know, 16-year-old kid in his dad's basement with a playlist on his computer streaming out to the internet. I mean, that's what a lot of it is.
I did it once. It was fun for
sure.
A few days.
and then you give it up and, you know, you go on and you do other things. But there are some people that are pretty serious about it, and they've created their own streaming services, and they offer them for free.
Well,
and that's going to put these guys out of business. You can't sell ads very effectively for internet streams.
But also, this legislation goes over people that don't have music channels, too. Is that not so?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Okay.
Because there are services like Live365.com, which is a service that sort of aggregates a bunch of radio stations all on. They provide streaming for anybody that wants to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you don't have to go out and buy your own server like we have with Free Talk Live. So if you just want to put a stream on the air, you can do that with Live365. And they charge everybody based on the royalty rates because they have no way of overseeing what's going on their service. They don't know if you're a talk channel or a music channel, and they don't have any time to actually find out. They have
gotcha.
So many streams. So they are the ones that are charging, you know, the necessary rates to cover their costs. But as far as an individual channel is concerned, if you're not airing music, then I don't think you would come under
the
purview.
What if you're airing original music that doesn't require pay ASCAP VMI fees?
You should be all right.
Okay.
You should be all right. So this really only has to do with those songs that are fee-based, those songs that are members of BMI and ASCAP and all those.
All right.
Anyway.
I would agree that these rates are high. I think that, you know, if that's how they want to run their business by not letting people play their music, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, it seems like they're going to kill their own music. And this is how new music comes about.
That's true. They'll take the copyright of music off, and they'll put the unprotected music on the air, and they'll get more listens. So that may end up being how this works out. Let me continue with a press release. Webcasters of every size and from every corner of the country will stand united tomorrow to protest a very real and fast approaching threat to their livelihood, said the spokesperson for SaveNet Radio Coalition. With nearly 500,000 emails and phone calls from webcasters, listeners, and the artists they support sent to Congress in the last 2 months, this national grassroots campaign has certainly captured the attention of lawmakers, but there's more to be done and time is running out. During the National Day of Silence, webcasters will urge their listeners to contact their congressional representatives and ask them to support the Internet Radio Equality Act and preserve the future of Internet radio. Tomorrow, the silence of tens of thousands, or rather today, the silence of tens of thousands of webcasters will make the call to save Internet radio heard loud and clear. Internet-only webcasters and broadcasters that simulcast online will alert their listeners that silence is what Internet radio may be reduced to after July 15th, which is the day on which 17 months' worth of retroactive royalty payments at new exceedingly high rates are due to the Sound Exchange Collection Organization following a recent Copyright Royalty Board decision. So coming up next month, if this legislation continues on the path that it's on, Internet broadcasters will have to... Music broadcasters will have to pay retroactive fees in addition to fees going forward.
How is that possible?
Well, it's possible through the magic of government legislation, Toby.
They put it on paper and it is law.
You know, I don't see what they're going to get out of this. What do they hope to get? They're not going to get money, though.
The politicians or the Sound Exchange? Sound Exchange is going to get money from those that want to continue with their streams legally.
Those that want to, but what about the kid streaming from his basement? He's going to go out of business.
The kid streaming from his basement hopefully will continue doing it because he's just not going to know.
Even if, what I'm saying, if they manage to enforce it, if they get what they want as far as enforcing it, then
yeah,
you're just going to cut down on people hearing your music.
That's correct.
Right.
That's exactly what you'll do.
I imagine that it would probably go much like the downloads of the RIA going after people who download. They'd just pick off a few here and there, the unfortunate few that get caught. But I think that, I don't know, do you really think it would go away?
No, of course not.
I think it would shrink a little, but for the most part, people on the Internet, whatever's out there, you can find it.
Right. Well, that's one thing that's good about the Internet, and that's why I think this campaign's kind of weak. I mean, I understand these are the law-abiding citizens. They're scared. They're going to do whatever the government wants them to do, and they're upset about it, and so they're going to come to their representatives on bended knee and beg them to pass some legislation so that they don't have to pay as much as they thought they were going to.
Get those form letters back. I just got mine back on this one yesterday, actually.
And so this is, you know, their response. They don't know how else to respond. Most law-abiding people don't know how else to respond but within the system. And so the one thing that is good about the Internet is there's plenty of people that just don't give a flip about the rules.
Right.
They don't care about what the government says, and they're going to continue streaming. In fact, you know, what you might see happen is you might see more streams originating from Europe or something like that. I don't know how far-reaching Sound Exchange is as far as where they can collect their royalties from. But if you're originating a stream from some country without any copyright rules or anything like that, then what can they do? Then are they going to make it illegal to receive a stream that hasn't paid its royalty fees? I mean, so there's all kinds of workarounds here, including civil disobedience, including, you know, the streamers just saying screw you to the government and continuing their streaming until they're forced to be shut down, and then they'll move it somewhere else.
Which is certainly what the people that have been downloading music off the Internet for the last 5-10 years.
Yeah, you shut one service down, shut Napster down, and three other services pop up. So the same thing's going to happen here. It's certainly not going to be the death knell of Internet radio, and I just wish more people had the courage to say screw off to the federal government. If that were the case, then we wouldn't need this silly little day of silence. But to be fair, I do think it may have some positive effect. I mean, if you are an Internet radio listener, Toby, you mentioned during the break that your girlfriend is, and she's been pretty upset by this day of silence, right?
Right, because you get used to listening to music in a certain way all day, and it just gets shut off one
right.
day.
Now all they have, now I guess they're encouraging those who are streamers to run like promos instead of just silence, to run static and interspersed with promos saying call your representatives, that sort of thing. So if that is what's going on, inevitably it will result in some awareness being built, which is the purpose of this project, and people calling their representatives. Will the reps do anything about it?
They'll send you back a form letter that doesn't make any sense. That's what I got back.
I don't imagine that they'll do anything, because the RIAA and the music industry is a little more powerful than just a couple internet streamers out there, so I'm not too optimistic. But we'll find out what happens and bring you the news here on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Of course, we'll continue streaming regardless of what the government decides to do. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, totally free. Wiki included, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. See what I mean by heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wyki.freetalklive.com. Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you've a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit within the next year. And that lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At keepyourassets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to keepyourassets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's keepyourassets.net. Let's go to the phones. Amplifier line, Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to call in to give a few more details that seem to be a little lacking about the whole internet radio teardown that's occurring if this legislation goes through.
I thought the legislation was already gone through and they're trying to prevent it.
Right, if they don't stop what's happening, essentially. Yes, I understand. Yes, the legislation has gone through, but the fees have not yet. So what this will do is there are, you know, obviously you have your average Joe Schmo broadcaster, right?
Sure, kid in the basement.
The kid in the basement. However, that's not internet radio nowadays. That was internet radio probably 10 years ago, 5 years ago. That was the kind of the grassroots of internet. Internet radio has sort of changed since then.
Okay.
And now we have directories, sites like Shoutcast. There are sites like Last.fm and Pandora.com, which are both very major music sites, which now internet radio has sort of become where you go and you can create these radio stations for yourself where you select music that you like.
Right, like Yahoo does. That's what we were talking about before.
Right, Yahoo is one. Pandora and Last.fm are a little bit bigger than Yahoo, actually, as far as that sort of thing is concerned,
okay.
Just because they have very, very, very good algorithms for picking music. I mean, and then there's sites like MySpace where people are recommending things to one another. The thing is that that's a huge part of it, but here's the other part of it. Let's say you are a terrestrial radio station, right?
Sure.
And you also have your online component, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those things, those components are they're licensed separately. So if you need to get your ASCAP and be on my license, you get your license for your terrestrial broadcast and everything's covered for that, but the internet fees are separate. Especially because when it comes to advertising and whatnot, advertising plays are also licensed separately.
That's
so, for example, let's say you're a net broadcast and you play a lot of Megadeth, like clips of Megadeth all the time. Let's say this goes through, well, and they catch you, then what they can do is retroactively try to charge you for every single time Megadeth has played on your broadcast and for every single download from your website that has included any clips of Megadeth. So,
well, are they going to be able to subpoena people's
instances?
Are they going to subpoena people's like statistics to where they could find that out retroactively? Because unless they were listening, there's no way for them to tell.
Well, that's exactly what they would do. In fact, and there, the precedent has already been set. They've done that in the past. That's how they've shut down all these sites in the past. It's, yes, absolutely. It's subpoena the web statistics. This is no doubt
bad news. I mean, I don't think if I marginalized it too much, I didn't mean to. This is really threatening the world of music streaming on the internet. But don't you agree, Johnson, that this will just simply push people's streams into Europe and or wherever the countries are where they're not going to be subject to these copyright rules?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think so. But I think that a lot of people are going to need to start finding those servers fast. I mean, unfortunately, for some major companies, that might be a possibility. I mean, when you think, and there's a letter currently on Pandora.com where they're observing apparently an internet day, a day of silence, and, I don't know how feasible it is for them to move all that stuff. I don't know when you start getting into these sites with huge major traffic, that's overseas, is it feasible? Because some of those things, there's so much bandwidth involved.
True, and there's a lot of slowdown when you're dealing with cross-continent internet traffic. It's just not as efficient. I mean, it's much better to tune into a stream that's originating from your country than to one from halfway across the world. That's
right, exactly. And a lot of what these major streaming companies do is they have distributed networks of servers where somehow it has some sort of automatic search technology where you connect and it'll try to find the closest server to you in order to deliver that content.
Mm.
So I don't know if the technology is there yet to be able to try and move all this stuff overseas. I don't think it would work for real-time streaming. Real-time streaming is much more fickle than regular downloads from servers.
Plus, and it'd be tough for radio stations as well, because I mean they're originating their streams from their station. I mean that's easily traceable. So
right. Not to mention the cost. The cost of just going over there, unless you're a huge company like making a lot of money.
Well, no, that would just simply be moving your stream. You could keep your business in America, but you'd move your streams to another country.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The big problem is it's going to set the precedent for them to start going around and enforcing this. I mean, which they need to just die, and they don't need to be having any other new sources of revenues besides, suing 12-year-old children and grandmothers,
Yeah.
Which is what they're currently doing. They need to have their sources of revenue cut off, and it would be very bad if the precedent was set and they started attacking radio stations, because a lot of radio stations now are getting by with the fact that they have their ASCAP and BMI licenses for their terrestrial broadcast,
mm-hmm.
and they just sort of stream their, to their regular affiliates. And that's not okay, because according to all the BMI stuff, especially when it comes to commercials, those performers who get paid for those commercials, unless it's like a much smaller company that kind of did their own commercials, those performers get fees from another organization. I don't know what they're called. It's not the ASCAP or BMI, but it's some other
union. Right, it's some union.
And they want their royalties, so that's why you hear, if you listen to any big major radio station that also has a stream that is like a licensed stream, you will hear completely different content on their streaming part.
Yep, that's
from
true.
The broadcast part. They'll have like either no commercials, sometimes they'll just play silence on the stream, sometimes they'll play music, sometimes they'll play commercials for that actual station. So if they set this precedent for starting to attack these stations.
Well, the problem with that attack, Johnson, is, speaking as a guy who sells commercials on a radio show every single day, or at least the work days, it's, the stream isn't the most marketable portion of our business. It may be a very important part of our business as far as listeners go.
Again, you're speaking from 5 years ago. More people listen to online radio now
than speaking from the
radio.
Experience of somebody who sells ads on a stream.
What are you saying, Mark?
I'm saying the commercials. If I were to try to sell a business, a commercial on our stream, we would not do very well. It's the radio stations that they find most valuable.
Right, which is why these guys are complaining, because they're just barely making money now.
I would imagine they're just barely making money.
Okay, here's the thing. You're coming from the position of somebody who is selling ads for a show. There are streaming internet radio stations out there that are 100% streaming content. Now, those stations have a huge amount of listeners.
That's true. And they are selling ads. There's no doubt about that. It's just that these new royalties are going to make it that much more difficult for them. Thanks for the call, Johnson. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52, and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-5252. 1782. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there, we give them away. If you want to sign up and keep up to date with what's going on with the show, get on our updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. It's free, like everything else on our site. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, you had said during the break that you hadn't quite had a chance to make your full point about the whole net radio royalties being a sales guy thing.
Well, I'm not to dispute what Johnson's saying about net radio becoming more and more viable as a business every single day. And I think
no doubt that's true.
I think that if RIAA comes in and kicks them in the shin as far as what they've got to pay and that kind of thing, it really could damage internet radio. All I'm saying is from a sales standpoint, if I have a terrestrial radio station and I have a stream, and those they have comparable listenership on the stream and the radio station, I am going to be able to sell my radio ads for higher rates, significantly higher rates, than I'm going to be able to sell the ads in the stream. first off, there's the business owner's perceived value. The internet, the business owners are a little more conservative. It's their money when it comes to these ads, and mm-hmm. they get nothing back except customers walking through the door, so it's very intangible. You know, so they're more confident in radio. Radio's been around 100 years. Internet streaming's been around 5, or something like that. So mm-hmm. you're asking them to take risks. And even the ones that are willing to take the risk want to do it at a reduced rate. Secondly, a terrestrial radio station has the advantage of selling local ads. It only broadcasts within a 10 or 15 or 20 mile radius. So therefore, you can go to Bob's Pizza Shack and sell Bob some ads.
So the potential client base is larger in a way for local radio versus...
Right, as opposed to national, where it's just difficult to beat on all those doors. I do it every day. I make try to make 100 phone calls every week to national advertisers, and it takes a while.
Right, here we've got a lot of choices.
We're the number one political podcast on the internet. We're consistently at the top of Podcast Alley,
mm-hmm.
and you can say all kinds of great things about our stream and our podcast, and I'll tell you, that's where we get the action. That's where people really respond to the
advertising.
It's the effectiveness of the advertising, but people care, the advertisers care about where they're being played on the radio. That's what they want to hear.
Right, that's true. And when it comes to the different variety of internet streams out there, I mean, there are probably uncountable numbers of internet streams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thousands upon millions of choices offering everything from the most obscure classical music to the most obscure electronic music. I mean, it's all out there for you to listen to. And some of them have sales departments. Some of them could never sell themselves ever just because their music is way too niche. But if you're playing, popular music like many stations are on the internet, well, it's the same sort of quandary that exists for local radio. When you're looking at local radio, you've got a pretty restricted market in that there are only so many stations that can be on the air at mm-hmm. any given time. And one of the problems that music radio faces, just in general, is the fact that if you launch a country music station, you're likely launching into a marketplace where there's already one, if not two, other country music stations on the air. How many different ways can you play the same Shania Twain song? Right? So that's one of the problems that exists for local radio. Imagine that same problem now blown up on an international scale. How many different internet streams are there that are playing that Shania Twain song, just to pick one artist?
Mm-hmm.
And how do they differentiate themselves from all the other country music streams? Not only to their listenership, but especially to the advertisers as well.
But it's turned out to be really good like that, because we've seen, like Johnson was talking about, the algorithms like Pandora has and stuff, that they'll choose out music that you like, and the competition has made internet radio way better because of all the competition that's out there.
No, I agree with you.
I agree.
You're talking about the custom playlist.
Right, exactly. And
yes.
you're looking at it from the point of view of a listener.
Right.
I'm saying, fine, I'm with you. Internet radio is better from the point of view of a listener, and all that's fine and dandy. You can have the best radio station, whether it's internet or terrestrial or whatever.
Right.
If you don't have a sales team that's effective out there selling it every day,
you've got a hobby.
And that has, right, and that is able to do it, you have a hobby, an expensive hobby.
So that where I was going with that point is, yes, internet radio sounds better in many cases. It can sound worse, but it can sound a lot better. You can customize your playlist. That much is true. But to an advertiser, to a national advertiser who's getting approached by a variety of different sales departments, you've got the Last FM, you've got the Live 365, you've got Free Talk Live, you've got whoever else is out there offering these services that are trying to sell them. They're all knocking on the same doors. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, I mean, there are only so many, Tempur-Pedic, whoever all the national advertisers are, and they're going to say, oh, why should I pick your internet radio station over the 500 other internet radio stations? I mean, you want to talk about competition for rate, there are a lot of entities out there competing to offer the lowest rate, the lowest per listener rate on the internet. So they're all just competing each other to the very bottom of the barrel as far as cost is concerned. And then you've got these gangsters coming in, the RIAA, saying, well, you've been paying us our royalties so far. And they have. They already have a royalty fee structure in place. Except there's a provision that allows the station to pay a percentage of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's going away next month.
They don't want. They don't like that because they can't prove what revenue is.
And so that's going away. So now the RIA is getting greedy and saying, well, you've been paying so far. Now we're going to raise our rates and make it more restrictive so we can cash in extra. And then they're going to raise their rates each year after that. So it's not like they're going to just stop and, you know, create some new rates for 2007. By 2010, the rates will be, I think, 33% higher than they will be in 2007. So, again,
they got their hand in the cookie jar and they just want more and more.
Right. So it's a messy situation for internet broadcasters, and that's why it's such a serious issue. They're doing bottom of the barrel rates for their advertisers, whatever the heck they are. They can't be much.
And all they want,
now they're just their overhead's going to be increased dramatically.
All the RIA wants is, you know, they're in bed with the big companies, you know, they're in bed with each other and they want to kill off the little guys, the minnows as it were, and leave nothing but the sharks out there so the sharks can charge large rates. It's always restricting the market.
So that's what's going on. And if we have, if anything's unclear, don't hesitate to call in 800-259-9231. I feel like we've covered pretty much every aspect of this. I'm not expecting miracles from the federal government in this case. I expect them to continue siding with the RIAA mob because, well, the government is the mob and they work hand in hand together and they always have. So we'll see what happens. And I hope that the internet broadcasters will engage in civil disobedience, but, you know, corporations, they're going to back right down because they've been given their corporate charter by the government, and so they're completely tied into whatever it is the government says goes. You will not be able to expect the major players to actually engage in civil disobedience. Only the little guys will be able to do that, and when they do it, no one's going to pay attention. So we'll see what happens. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live, Carl.
Hey, I finally got a little portable radio. I'm trying to listen to you guys now, so...
Really?
You're in Montreal, and you have a portable radio in a jail cell.
Yeah, a little handheld. You can have, like, little iPods and stuff like that.
Are we on in Montreal?
No, we're not on in Montreal, so I don't know how
you're listening to
that,
Carl.
The guy was telling me there's a station in New Hampshire. I'm going to try that one.
Yeah, not gonna cut it.
I don't think it's going to make that trip.
Yeah, not going to work.
A.M., I don't know, at nighttime. But anyways, I was calling about, I noticed the bestseller list here, and, like, number one on the bestseller list was, like, Al Gore's book, Assault on Reason. Like, right underneath there was another book about this new book, God.
What an appropriate title.
And the next book down, I think, was God is Not Great, How Religion Poisons Everything. I remember what I was calling you about last week about this religion and, you know, and these people who think that religion should be abolished.
What about them?
Well, just seeing everything happening in the news, you know, a lot of people I talk to think the world's coming to an end and the religion's got it all wrong.
Do explain. What do you mean by that?
Well, the interpretation that Christianity has of the end times, the dispensational, they believe in the 7-year tribulation and all these events occurring.
I thought it was a 1,000-year tribulation.
Oh, who's counting? Thanks for the call, Carl. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Do I want to abolish all religion? Not by government fiat. I just wish people would just get rid of it themselves, on their own, from their own minds. I think it's dangerous.
I think highly organized religion is the most dangerous, and I think that a person having their own religion is a good thing.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Anything goes. 800-259-9231.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. If you've signed up recently, do bear with us. We are working on implementing a new making it much easier to administer your account instead of me having to do it all manually. So we've run a little behind on processing. I'm doing my best to catch up, so do be patient. Amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is if you send in $3 a month to the show via any major credit card or PayPal, we make it easy for you. It's automatically deducted and all that. Then we take that money and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, to getting the show on more radio stations around the country, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. AMP makes it happen, and it makes it happen fast. It works. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about the perks you get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room and forum, and more. All the details. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It is Andy in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, Andy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to check in and see how Mark's contract was coming along with his wife.
having to care for a child?
That's right.
Well, we're looking at purchasing a piece of property up here. We are under contract to purchase a piece of property up here, and I'm going to build a home. And so there's probably a certain amount of work I'm going to do, and therefore a certain amount of work that Laura's going to do, and she's just not willing to tote around a baby in her belly and do that work. So,
yeah, that's not good.
It's probably we're still a ways off from even attempting to have a child.
I see.
Way to run interference there, Mark. Good job.
You know, more and more I like the idea
of having a kid.
Yeah. Especially a little girl, but, you know, I suppose you got to take your chances.
Yeah. Right? I can see, especially if you get that contract to go through, that would sweeten the deal.
I'm telling you, you know, I think that you're making a big deal. Some guys are making a big deal about it because, you know, maybe they had to get up and take care of kids. But a lot of women out there did all the child caring that's out there. I you know, as long as Laura takes care of the kid, then I'm all for having one.
So, Andy, did you have any thoughts, or were you just checking in with Mark?
I was just checking in to see what was going on with that. But, you know, if she's going to breastfeed or not, I don't know if she's going to do that. But that kind of seals the deal because, you know, she gets up in the middle of the night, has to do the breastfeeding, nothing you can really do.
There you go.
It's true. I have no breasts.
Andy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Since he brings up the issue of kids, I wanted to revisit a question that you asked me last week, Mark, and Toby's here now, so he can chime in on this for sure. But I wanted to revisit your question about young moms, or I guess any mom, killing their child after it was born, after its birth. And I received a handful of emails about this.
Me too, and I haven't had a good time to read them on air either. So
I don't know. I guess I'll just read a couple of them here. Let's see. Hey, guys. I've been a listener for over a year now. This is my first time writing in. I was listening to a recent podcast. At the very end, Mark posed the question, what would a free market society do with women who leave their babies to die or kill their children shortly after birth? He says, first, let me start by saying I don't think this would be a big problem in a non-coercive world, since honesty and an open flow of information is a necessary component of a free market. With that in mind, if the mother died during childbirth who didn't want to keep the child, would have plenty of choices for agencies to give the child away to. If the parent was intent on murdering the child, there would be some obvious psychological problems with the person and could be brought by neighbors, friends, or family to counseling or a mental health facility. If the person did not want to enter the mental health facility, it could be proven they were a danger to others because they killed their kid, and so they could be forced into the health facility by an insurance agency, DRO, whatever good standing credit rating type of organizations arise in the free market. He says, I know it's not a perfect solution, but I think it would work a lot better than how we treat women who don't want their children now.
Well, that would certainly be the entirely free market solution.
Well, that was your question.
Well, no, it wasn't. My question was, if even in my libertarian world, I had always imagined that people in criminal cases would bring their cases
to bring charges.
Right, you'd have to bring charges for somebody to be hurt. In this case, you're not talking about anybody who could bring around that could bring charges. So
with the dumpster scenario,
right,
where a 16-year-old girl dumps her baby in a trash bin, and who's going to bring charges? Nobody knew the kid existed.
Right, and that's probably how the state got its foot in the door with bringing charges in the first place. Well, there's no one to defend the child here, so the state will bring the charges. And then now the state brings all charges, and even when somebody doesn't want somebody, the person that harmed them to be prosecuted.
Jay emails in. You were talking about...
Oh, I got this one. I have this one, too.
Do you want to read it?
You were talking. I do like this one in particular. I like his at the end. He's great. You were talking about the woman giving birth and then snuffing the kid last night. For whatever it's worth, a lot of animals do this when they can't support the extra mouth. I'm not sure I see anything wrong with it. If animals do it, it must be the way that God intended it to work, or he wouldn't have designed it that way. If you're of the religious bent.
Let me stop you right there, because he's sort of echoing my position on this. And after thinking about it more, I come to sort of agree with what Jay has to say. And it's going to seem callous, and I'm sure it's going to offend a lot of people out there. But it seems to me that it's more humane to end a young life than to have that young life be raised in a home where it is not wanted. To have a young person be raised by a mom that never wanted to have it, raised in an abusive household, raised in a household where they're just not being taken care of or not being fed properly, that seems to me, over a time span, much more awful and horrible of an existence than to be snuffed out before one even knows what life is. One has even really had a chance to taste the ability to think and to conceive and exist. I mean, really, Again, it's going to seem callous. I don't know what else to say about it. I just don't think that kids should be raised by people that don't want the kids.
Well, where's the cutoff? How old is old enough? And
I think the cutoff should be where someone is able to complain, where someone is able to bring the charges to say that they've had damages based on the fact that this baby has been killed. For instance, you know, if a 16-year-old girl is pregnant and she hides it. And, I mean, again, because in more of a free market world, presumably abortion would still be available unless she was in some area where the free market had decided to not make that available, which there could be those things. But presuming a 16-year-old girl pops out a kid and nobody knew she was pregnant in the first place, there isn't anyone that is even aware the child exists, so no one could possibly bring charges, whereas if a new mom is to show off her baby to all of her family and then 3 weeks later go into postpartum depression and kill her child, then there would be some people that I think would want to take action on that.
Well, and, like the grandparents would have been hurt kind of thing?
Yeah.
Well, what if a woman has a kid in her house and hides it from the rest of the world for years on end? Is that okay?
At this point, what you're talking about is you're talking about somebody who's thoroughly crazy, right? Like, their life is prison. And what are you going to threaten that person with in order to prevent them from committing this crime?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, that part of the whole idea of prison is a deterrent. And you can't deter somebody who's that thoroughly crazy that they've kept a 10-year-old in a cage and don't let the world know that they have a child.
I agree, but I don't... It's just so hard to come out and say that's okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. I don't think I ever said it was okay, necessarily. I just feel like in the case with the 10-year-old in the cage, you've got a mentally disturbed individual there that needs to be ostracized. So as soon as that information comes out, I mean, that person is going to be...
Well, they need help. Ostracism, they need help, and a lot of it. But I have to say, to some extent, Jay makes some really good points here.
Why don't you finish his email?
Yeah, I will. I'm of the opinion that until it is able to live on its own, it's part of the mother. So as far as abortion goes, cut it out. If it lives, put it up for adoption. Oh, my God. He's pretty tough here. Heinlein expressed something similar, but a bit more extreme, or rather his characters did. He said in several books that the way to raise a civilized male is in a barrel. You feed them through the bunghole, and they hit 18, you can either decant them or close the bunghole. That's kind of interesting. But in my opinion, a parent owns their child. When a child becomes his own property rather than... When does a child become his own property rather than his parents? In my humble opinion, that would be when he or she says
so.
He or she is.
When he's ready for his or her independence. I agree with that.
I'm not entirely, you know, the parent owns the child. God, that's awful. But, you know, I don't have any good
solutions.
Well,
you either believe the parent owns the child, or you believe society owns the child, right?
And society has no solutions here either.
Oh, okay.
Right. I mean, because currently women are leaving their babies in dumpsters now and then. I'm not saying it happens all the time.
And it wouldn't happen a lot here either.
It doesn't, you know, it's not like society's doing anything about it.
There's some kind of psychological damage with someone.
When you catch a woman who's done this, what do you do with her? What does society do with her now?
But, okay, so if we're in this free market world here, would I be allowed to go and, say, kidnap a child whose parent is hiding them if I find out about it?
It's an excellent question. I think you would be in the right. I think that, I think in that particular case, you would say that if a child were old enough, it were being held against its will. You don't have to be very old to figure out that being in a cage is an awful thing.
Right.
And then that child would very easily be able to say, yeah, I'd rather stay with Toby. He feeds me. 800-259-9250. I mean, how would an arbitrator not find in your favor on that case? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.